This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So, last week we discussed some very interesting halachas. I'll just quickly review some of them, and then I want to just finish off. It will be a shorter share on the halacha slot this week. Last week, we mentioned that there is, of course, a minhag to have flowers on Shavuos. Where does the minhag come from? So, we just discussed briefly three reasons. There are, of course, many reasons. One reason is we said, Zeicher Simchas Matan Torah, the Mishnah Berurah said, the Pasuk says, at Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Hatzoyim Ba'borka Aliro, they shouldn't graze on the mountain. And that's a proof that there was some sort of vegetation, foliage on Har Sinai. The second reason we said, because it's on Atzeres, on Shavuos, Nidainu Al Peiros Ha'ilan, the fruit of the tree are judged. And therefore, we commemorate that by bringing flowers and trees into our shuls and into our homes. And the third reason, the Paradis Yosef we brought, said that it's a commemoration of the 3 months after Moshe Rabbeinu's birth on Zayin Adar, that he was extracted from the river. We also discussed whether or not a person can fulfill his mitzvah of Ketzad Mesamchon, how can be Mesamech, a wife, on Yontef through Tachshitim and Begodim, the Shulchan Aruch says. What about if she already has clothes for Yontef? Can a husband discharge that mitzvah with flowers? We saw it's discussed in the poskim. Rabbi Yashav is of the opinion that a husband is still obligated to buy a new item of clothing for his wife, and flowers or any other gift or a sefer or whatever it may be would not suffice. Rabbi Vazna and Rabbi Nissen Karadis disagree. Can a wife forego that opportunity, that obligation on the part of the husband? Well, that Reb Chaim Kanievsky rules that she can, just that the husband loses out on the mitzvah. Others argue and say that is his obligation. Now, we discussed last week some brachas that one makes over flowers. What brachas do you make over flowers? So, the Gemara says, in case I'm a varachin, you can't get any pleasure from this world without first making a bracha. That applies to a pleasant fragrance. And what we said last week is that the Mishnah Berurah says that they were not masakin a bracha achrona, an after bracha, because it's considered a hanah mu'etes, as opposed to food, where it's ingested and actually comes into your body. Well, what happens if you have two potential brachas? You have food and you have a smell. You have, for example, I don't know, a drink of coffee, and you have some hadassim to smell. Which comes first? So the Mishnah Berurah says that the poskim say that if you have that situation, the bracha on food comes first because it's chashuva. It's nechneses leguf. You ingest the actual food or drink, and therefore it takes precedence of the bracha on the reyach. What about a bracha for other hanos? What if you want to take a hot shower? What if you, when you go to bed at night, you're so exhausted after a long day, you crash out into bed. There's a benefit, there's a hanah there. What about making a bracha on that? So the Mishnah Berurah says that dafka areach tiknu chachomim bracha, that is dafka on smell that Chazal instituted the bracha, v'loy akol, not on hearing a nice, pleasant sound, music, she'ein bo mamish, because kol hasn't got any substance, hasn't got any tangibility. V'chein lo tiknu bracha arachitza v'chadoyim mishn be'ein ha'nichnasin l'guf, because they don't penetrate the body. And therefore, you don't make a bracha on that. So the only brachas you would make on, therefore, are food which is ingested or smell which is somewhat ingested. What brachas do we make? So we said last week that there are two brachas, borei atse besomim and borei isve besomim. Borei atse besomim you make on a tree or a shrub, for example, a rose bush, you would make a bracha of borei atse besomim, but on fragrant herbs or grasses or flowers, then you would say borei isve besomim. Okay, now there are some important halachas regarding smelling flowers on Shabbos or Yom Tov. That the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Shabbos Shin Lamed Vav that you are allowed to smell hadassim and things which are mechuba lekarka. Mishnah Berurah explains because you're not worried you might break it up. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, esrog v'tapuach, v'chol dova haroi lachila, anything which is omed lachila, which could be eaten, then you don't make a bracha on smelling that, and you're actually not allowed to smell that on Shabbos. If it's mechuba lekarka, or Yom Tov, because Shem Yochutzo, so we're worried you might come to break it off, but La'ochle to eat it. So to smell something which is Mechubel Karka, which is there just to smell, that's okay. But if it's Omid La'achila, then not. Now, what about flowers in a vase? I came across an article by Rabbi Daniel Neustadt regarding all the halachas of flowers in a vase, and it's quite complicated, but just a few pointers. Point number one is that, generally speaking, you are allowed to move a vase of flowers on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but you should not move them from a shady area to a sunny area with the intention to sort of promote blossoming of the flowers, even without the intention, because that's considered, that's in order to help the flowers blossom more, that would not be allowed on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If the buds have not yet fully bloomed, then the vase can only be moved very gently, because the movement of the water hastens the opening of the buds. What about taking the flowers out of the vase? So you're allowed to remove flowers from a vase full of water, so long as the roots haven't sprouted in the water, which is an unlikely scenario. And again, once you've removed them, you can't put them back if that will cause further blossoming. But if they've blossomed fully, then to take them out and put them back in would be okay. Water may not be added to a flower vase on Shabbos. However, on Yom Tov, a small amount of water may be added, but you mustn't change the water. So if you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the bottom of the page, you can put it back into the water where you took it out from. You mustn't add water to a vase of flowers on Shabbos. The kosh can lachlip and the gamer, and certainly not to change the water and put fresh water in. You're allowed to, on Yom Tov, however, to add a bit of water, to totally change the water, to empty it, and to put new water in. Then is also why to have become a sack and mono, because it's considered tikkun mono, you fix something, and that would not be allowed. So there you have it, just a quick overview of some of the halachas of flowers on Shavuos, on Shabbos, and on Yom Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.